Nearly $9.5 million in federal stimulus funds are available for Wisconsin to set up such a system. Governor Jim Doyle made an early step towards that goal by signing the Wired for Health Act, and that will set up a not-for-profit group to make sure the infrastructure is in place. The group will receive the stimulus funds for planning and development. Doyle says the goal is to make sure patients get quality care, no matter where they are in Wisconsin.
If you are from La Crosse and you find yourself in an emergency room in northern Wisconsin on vacation, that emergency room will have access to all the necessary medical information that you need, that the medical providers there need to make sure that you get good health care.
Governor Doyle signed the legislation at Gundersen Lutheran Healthcare in La Crosse. CEO Dr. Jeff Thompson says such a system will increase efficiency.
But it gives you an opportunity to look at the x-ray, look at the CT scan, know what has been tried before and say, okay, that's where we're at. We're really okay. We don't need to reorder that heart ultrasound, that CT scan, that MRI.
The Wired for Health Act also includes incentives for hospitals to establish and use electronic medical record systems. Doyle says 60% of Wisconsin hospitals and doctors have electronic medical records. Another 19% are in the process of switching over. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.